repeater system. It stretches from the West Hamptons all the way down to the Southern Jersey area of Burlington and Atlantic City. The purpose of this net each week for the past 18 plus years is to provide a general discussion forum for those who have an interest in the frequencies that are outside of the amateur radio bands. These are all the frequencies you can tune into with shortwave radios, scanners, television sets, satellite dishes, and things of that nature. Basically anything you can listen to, watch, decode, anything that is not amateur radio related. That's because the rest of the week we can talk about amateur radio, but not on this set. We also talk about what are the types of equipment that you would need to use to pick up these different signals on all these frequencies, from DC all the way up to light, where you can find more information on who's on these frequencies in print form and on the internet, and help you try to make a little bit more sense of what's going on out there and what's going along the road as far as new technology and new equipment is concerned. The basic information for this net, one, every single repeater that is on this link repeater system can be found at www.n2row.net. Please take a peek at that website and pick the repeater that is closest to where you are. This way you can ensure that, one, you can hear it well, and two, that you have a reasonable chance of getting a decent signal into the system. You will notice on the list that there are two frequencies, 145.230 and 441.100. Those two frequencies have multiple receivers scattered throughout the New York City tri-state area. Please reserve those two frequencies with those who are using a handheld radio. That's why the remote receivers were designed. If you're using a base station setup, please use one of the other frequencies. Also, because it is a link repeater system, when you key up, please pause for a second or two before you begin to speak. This way, you can ensure that the beginning part of your transmission does not get cut off. Unfortunately, that's an inherent nature of any linked system.
No, I haven't.
I've received them many years. Wow, what's up with them? Well, it turns out their antenna system decided to collapse. Really? Been there, done that. When did that happen? The result of the storm or what? Yeah, that happened last week. In fact, there was somebody commented on radio referencing that they had to string a wire between the two towers that were left. Wow. I'll take a listen and see if I can hear them, see what it's all about. Actually, you have to, when they give you lemons, you make lemonade. So the fact that they're not on the air means there's somebody else you can receive. Hey, Bob, N1MLZ, WHSQ. How's your new toy working?
Hey, hey, Bob. Oh, yeah. Excellent. Really, really loving it. It's been through the works already. I probably downloaded it, you know, 6 or 7 times, editing videos, and all sorts of good stuff. So it's really, really nice.
Charlie, really not a whole lot new to talk about scanning. I mean, I've been doing a lot of listening, but nothing, no new frequencies or anything like that. In fact, I looked at radio reference, and the whole state of New Jersey doesn't seem to have many updates on there. And a lot of systems seem to be treading water. I know that things have been going back and forth regarding the Suffolk County radio system. That might want to jump in on this one. There were reports that they were going to start rebanding, and then not, that there was testing, and it was not, and this whole thing just going back and forth is totally crazy. Let me jump back to the WWVA thing for a second, Bob. It turns out there's a YouTube video of it, and they say here that weather took down their station. They were back on the air, running only 5 kilowatts. Let me see if I can get the whole article here for you. Alright. Well, that's strange. I pull up one thing and another story comes up. I guess something got a little messed up here. I actually just found it. I'm checking it out right now. Yeah, Scott Flybush on his website as of August 6th. He's got an article on it. He says, best we can tell, this is the first time a major 50,000-watt AM station has lost an entire directional array in a single storm. Also referencing that CKY in Cincinnati lost some of their capacity in the previous year at WBT Charlotte. It shows pictures of WWVA, how it looked as of last week. The site, as certain until last week, was one of the most scenic directional arrays. It gives a little history about their setup. And at the bottom of the article is a picture of the towers all on their sides collapsed. Is as if we write this on Friday morning, engineers are working hard to get it back on the air. We returned temporarily from a makeshift antenna on Thursday night, but then went silent again overnight. In the meantime, the station's programming is being heard on a sister station, WBBD 1400, out of Wheeling, West Virginia. And as of earlier today, it's reported they're only on the air with 5,000 watts using a long wire between a couple of towers.
The YouTube video is actually very graphic. It's kind of a walking tour up the tower, and aside from the fact that it fell, to see the damage from the force of the antenna downward is incredible. How it bent up.
Yeah, on Scott Flybush's site, he's got a photograph of the three towers from an aerial view. One collapsed into the other. And then an on-the-ground shot of the base of one of the antennas, and it looks pretty mangled.
YouTube video is not playing very fluidly. It's pausing a lot. But, wow. That's a mangled mess. Let's see what Bob's got to say. He has the traffic in there.
They're not, you know, there's no new equipment that I can see. They're still using the same same transmitter. Retuning them, reprogramming them, and everything like that. So I don't know why it was taking so long, but oh well.
See, the more that things change, the more they stay the same. Anyway, going to a slightly different topic. We're coming up on Thunder Over the Boardwalk in a couple of weeks. So, what new news has come out on that?
Yes, I looked at my a couple of my frequencies. There are a few of them, quite a few of them. I had a reference on the New Jersey forum, and I just did it today, as a matter of fact. I just did a couple of attachments, so you should see them there. So, yeah, a couple of weeks. As of yesterday, the practice show is on Tuesday. So we'll be there Tuesday and Wednesday, so it should be fun.
Hi, Andrew. This is Antoine. I'll be with the show away from the scandal listeners then. All right, Bob. So next Tuesday and next Wednesday are the practice runs for the show, which is going to occur the weekend after.
No, actually, no, Charlie. It's in two weeks from today. It's on a Wednesday. The show is on a Wednesday afternoon, or Wednesday morning, now starting at 11 a.m. It's during the midweek. It's a strange one, but it always is. It always has been. The Tuesday afternoon is the practice. Tuesday morning, whatever you want to say. And then Wednesday, 2 weeks from today, is the real show.
Ah, okay. Maybe I was subconsciously hoping it was going to be a weekend this time, but anyway. All right, so Tuesday the 24th is the practice, and Wednesday the 25th is the live show. Okay, well, it goes, like you said, from 11 o'clock in the morning to what time does it end?
It's over at 3. The Thunderbirds come out at 2:30.
Ah, okay. All right, so you're going to stay down there that night, or you're going to come back home and let us know what's going on the net?
Yeah, no, I won't be back. I won't be back, so, I'll let you know the week after.
Well, there's always EchoLink. Check in from your hotel room.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Inside the room, really, I'll have to find a frequency that I can link up on, because the reception kind of stinks inside the room for some reason. It always did, but maybe I can find a local frequency that I can link up on.
Well, actually, what I was thinking was that you have EchoLink on your laptop and just connect across the internet, the repeater.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never set that up on there, but that's always a good possibility.
And, little secret, a lot of times when I travel, that's what I do.
Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. Set that up. I have a built-in mic and everything on the thing.
Okay. It's up all the time, so you're certainly welcome to let me know if you want to test it out before you take the trip. So make sure that all the connections and audio settings are good. EchoLink is a useful voice over IP tool. Here on this system by connecting to NB2A. NB2A, Tom has it connected on his system, which is LinkedIn. That works pretty good. In fact, we had somebody out in West Hamptons check in for the net on Monday night. Okay, let's see. What other kind of crazy frequency news do we have this year, this week? Let's see, on the Northeast radio news site, it says that all the New York CBS-owned AM and TV stations are described. describing the new internet portal as a work in progress, but if you visit any of the websites, like WFAN or 1010 Winds, they all go to the same one website, cbsnewyork.com. So it looks like they're going to combine all the content of WFAN, WCBS, WINS, WCBS-TV, WCBS-FM, and they say they all have their own and on the one big site. Anywho, let's see. There's a report that New York City EMS citywide one frequency on the new 6.25 kilohertz channel has recently changed their PL to 156.7. We've seen a couple of the new fire department UHF frequencies change their PLs as well. It seems like they're abandoning the low end. They're abandoning 67, 71.9, 79.7, and shifting up to higher PL tones. Don't know why they're doing that, unless they're planning on doing something interesting. Or they're having some kind of technical difficulties with those subaudible tones. Time will tell. Time will tell. All right, WH2SQQ at 20B. Do we have anything in the email coming in tonight? He's too busy watching the YouTube video. WH2SQQ at 20B.
November 2, Victor Queen.
Ah, the other QQ station. Go ahead, NTPQQ, at 20B.
Hey, good evening to... the reason for the tone shifts likely has to do with the very narrow band frequencies that they are operating on. There's a great article in this month's edition of Mission Critical Communications that touches on that very issue where narrow band frequencies, particularly through repeaters, do not work well with lower PL tones and higher PL tones, stuff above like 203.5, for example. That may be why you're going to start to see some of the low stuff shift towards the center.
A frequency roll-off at either end of the bandwidth. Okay.
If you have a copy of this month's edition, the article begins on page 50. And the title is 7 Narrow Banding Tips. And that's one of the tips to watch, is the selection of PL or CTCSS tones, to be more generic, N2VQQ back to net.
Okay, you said that was Mission Critical. All right, I'll track down their website.
Affirmative. It's the old Radio Resource magazine. The context of this article was relating specifically to tones used, such as AB tones, for paging purposes, but extrapolating from the contents of the article, that's what my suspicion is, that the PL tones are also going to wind up being affected as well.
Okay. That sort of makes sense. Well, we're always finding new things that go right and new things go wrong. I guess that's one of them. Well, as long as they're learning and going forward, I guess that's what counts more than anything else.
Understood. That's correct. That was the gist of the article, was this particular actor, all of the troubles that he suffered with the migration toward his narrow band of frequencies, and gave basically tips to other system users as to what to look for, what kind of problems might arise. N2VQQ.
Alright, good. I appreciate that. that as I track down the article, it should be a very interesting reading. Do they say in the article how high of a suborbital tone they're going to have to go before they avoid that problem? Or is it just, generic, it's somewhere in here, you're going to have to figure it out?
Charlie, they didn't give specific recommendations. They did mention tones below 350 hertz are going to wind up giving trouble because of the inability of the transmitter to modulate tone, paging tones below 350 hertz. And the higher tone said will go into distortions, of course, and I have the article. Information and expanding it with the sub-audible tone. Alright, if there's a similar that's my own extrapolation, though.
Okay, you're in a weak area. At the very beginning, you gave a sub-audible frequency. You said 50 at the end of it, I think, in the beginning part.
I moved the car. Am I better now? I moved back.
Oh, yeah. You're good now.
It was a tone, a paging tone, below 350 hertz, 350. It's not able to be modulated, cannot modulate, it indicated in the article and states. That's the older format. Pre-emphasis circuitry is where the problem is. Just trying to skim through the article here in the poor lighting. But it's just my extrapolation that if it's having trouble with audible tones, I would not be surprised if the subaudible tone may also be affected by the narrow-banded equipment.
Okay, well, audio-wise, it didn't sound that bad as they were doing the testing, especially on the fire department frequencies and the EMS one. Maybe there were specific things they were having a problem with that I wasn't noticing listening on the scanner.
The theory with regard to the FD system is that I think the information got out too far and too wide for their satisfaction. For some reason, they're being rather secretive with that information getting out to outside agencies. I don't know why. But that may be a play there.
Maybe I missed a part of that. The fire department doesn't like it that the frequency PO information was widespread.
That's my own personal theory. Just want to emphasize that, underline and highlight that.
Okay, well, I mean, they're making the changes and we're finding them, so I don't think that's going to solve the information being spread around as we're finding them, the information being updated on the web pages. Like the same day as they make the change.
Charlie, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's just my own speculation based on a couple of experiences I had with along those veins. I'll leave it at that.
I can totally understand. I've got a few phone calls of my own over the years of certain individuals having a little issue. So I pointed out, hey, this is public information and you can hear it. So unless you're willing to shut it all down, as long as we can hear it, we're going to talk about it.
Either that or encrypt. Heaven forbid. I'll hand it back to you and to VQQ.
fine, just not the be-all and end-all. In fact, they're not recommending it. There's a new article that came out a few days ago. So, as is usual in the world of radio, things keep going on. And we keep listening. And we keep figuring it out, doing our own research. Anyway, thanks for pointing out that article. I think I have it on the screen now. Alright, let's see. I'm going to ask you, too, have you come back from watching that video? That's what I'll be. Yeah, Charlie, I did. I'm sorry about that. I got a phone call in the meantime. And, very interesting video, though. I tried listening also, and I don't hear anything of them on there, so evidently their long wire is not working that well. And I just checked the email again, there's nothing on there, so relatively quiet night at this end. And 210V, WHSQ. Did I make it that time? Yep, yeah, I was just leaving again. It sounded like somebody wanted to jump in there. I'm going to run upstairs and grab a cold bottle of water, and I will be right back. WHSQ. Okay. Let's see. Any other late check-ins or comments? This is N21. I'll be with the shortwave and scanner listeners.
Cool, Charlie 2. Mike Charlie.
Really interesting list. So go to Radio Reference HF medium wave, long wave monitoring forum area, and then click on utility listening, and you'll see a posting there that says interesting Japanese shortwave frequencies. I know it's a little tough being the summertime, but as we get into the darker and cooler time periods coming up in the fall and the winter in a few months, you just might be able to pick up some of these. So I'm definitely going to be printing this one out and putting it up next to the radio just in case. Okay, anything else before we start wrapping up tonight? Is that what I'll be? We'll say 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you next week. Hopefully things will cool down a little bit. Just be aware that we are in the beginning of active period for hurricane season between now and November 1st.